Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. The Abundance Whisperer, Christy Earnshaw, is my guest for today's show. Christy believes that personal items that don't carry love energy are considered clutter and can be blocking new abundance from coming into people's lives. Oh, Dudley says we're having an echo. Christy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, Dudley says that he's listening to the live broadcast, though, and he says there's an echo.
Is this being broadcast right now?
I don't know. It must be me that's doing the echo.
Both of you are echoing. It's almost unintelligible.
Well, what do we do? All right, call back in, and I'll call back in, okay?
All right, bye.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Okay, hopefully Dudley's listening and he can let us know if this sounds better.
Okay.
So he's going to be coming in a second. I'm going to go back into the intro. Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. Dudley says it sounds fine now, so we'll go ahead and do this. The Abundance Whisperer, Christy Earnshaw, is my guest for today's show. Christy believes that personal items that don't carry love energy are considered clutter and can be blocking new abundance from coming into people's lives. She specializes in helping her clients raise the love energy in their homes to make it easier to welcome their new good. Christy discusses intentions and gives unique spiritual tools to instantly raise the energy in the homes and offices of her clients. Christy has had her business for over 10 years and has worked in over 600 homes locally and internationally thanks to Skype. To connect with Christy online, you can visit her website, theabundancewhisperer.com. Today, Christy will be covering the importance of releasing the old and welcoming our new abundance. Join us to find out why it's important to release items with the energy of fear and guilt, and how a higher love vibration energy helps you attract abundance and great relationships into your life. Welcome, Christy.
Hi, Margot.
Hi. Whoa, the joys of live broadcasts.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited to have you back on the show, and I'm also excited that the sound started sounding good when you called back in. So, oh, my gosh, here we are. Thank you for so much for all you do for the Hay House World Summit. I'm so glad that I joined that group and that I met you through it. And we've been meeting so many wonderful, inspiring people through that group. And I just wanted to say hello to everybody out there and thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, hello, Summit family.
Yeah, hello, everyone. Oh, my gosh, and it was so much fun meeting you when I was down in the L.A. area in June. That was fantastic. I just really loved that, and I loved having you on my show on last July on the 15th, 07-15-15. What a great date, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to be talking about really important subjects for the beginning of a new year, and that's releasing the old and welcoming our new abundance. And so I've got some questions that I want to ask you. And the first one to ask, though, is what exactly is abundance whispering for all those who are unfamiliar with it?
Well, abundance whispering for me is I go into a home, either locally or via Skype, and I read the energy around the home, the energy of the personal items, people's, you know, books, clothes, shoes, things like that. And everything has an emotional component, and we have an attachment to it. So I go around, and intuitively I'm being told what is helping or blocking the client's new abundance from coming in. And then at the end of the session, I give an assessment of a client's abundance areas. These are the areas that they have resistance in. And as soon as they go through with the new metaphysical tools, can really open up different areas in their life, like money, business, relationships, and health.
Yeah, so that also brings up the question about abundance. And abundance is way more than just money. So, you know, it can bring in all sorts of great things into your life, right?
Definitely. Because my clients don't just hire me to open up their money energy. A lot of them, of course, do want more money. But some want a new relationship. You know, some want a new or want a different business. Some want better health. And it just reminds me of one client that had lots of money. And she was in Beverly Hills and she had a successful skincare company. But she actually wanted to attract a partner. You know, she wanted to get married and have kids. And when I went through her home, what was standing out for me was her jewelry. So I'm like, what's going on in your jewelry box? And she's like, well, I have some pieces in here that are from my ex-boyfriends. And I'm like, oh, really? I go, are you in a good relationship with these exes? And she's like, no, no. I go, do you ever wear these pieces of jewelry? She's like, no, because they remind me of them. So I just suggested, why don't you sell these pieces? And, you know, and I gave her my gold guy referral, and she literally made an appointment a couple days later, got $400 for the jewelry, and got asked out later that day.
Wow. That's a great story. Oh, my gosh. I love that story.
So that's how, I mean, now she's in a serious relationship, but she didn't realize that pieces from her ex-boyfriends were actually blocking her new relationship from coming in. So people just see their items as just items, but actually their energy, we're energy, therefore everything we own is like an extension of our energy.
Yeah, that's so important. It's so important to know. And now, how can you help your clients after they've had an abundance whispering session with you?
Oh, definitely. So I like to give them the tools that they can actually do it on their own, but a lot of them actually like me to help them in their resistant areas because we all have them. You know, sometimes it's our books, sometimes it's our closets. So what I do is if the client's in Los Angeles, I'll go over to the home and do what I call a prosperity project. So it's a spiritual releasing by using the questions I teach in the session. And they just hire me by the hour. We can work 3 hours, 5 hours, or even more. And then now I do it over Skype as well. So they'll just set up their, you know, their laptop in front of their kitchen or from their closet, and I'll actually go through the items with them together. And I've been helping people declutter since I was 10 years old. So I just combine my energy work with decluttering. So it's a way higher spiritual releasing. So I usually get people to release 3 to 4 times more than they would on their own.
Well, you know, I have to say, I'd have to jump in here and say that I loved having you do the abundance whispering session for me, and that after I had done the first show with you, I was curious about it. And then after I met you, I was curious about it. And then I did the second show with you, and I was still curious about it. So you finally did an abundance whispering session with me on August 12th. Of last summer, and I have to tell you, it was just so much fun. I'm telling everybody out there too, it was so much fun, and we did it with my iPad on Skype, and it was just, I wasn't even familiar with using Skype, and so you helped me through that. I mean, you were just so wonderful, and it was fun, and it was so helpful, and we took the iPad throughout my home and talked about the different things that were there and how I felt about them. And it just, you know, it was really cool. I really, really highly recommend your service to everyone. And I have released so much stuff. And right after I did the session, I went through and did clearing, like the way you teach in the Abundance Whispering session. And I found in my dresser, I found all this money. It was like $900. I'd been stuffing things in there, and I had not cleaned out my dresser in I don't know how many years. And I had no idea that I had money in it, Christy. I just had no money.
I know. I was like,
no idea.
I was so amazed by that, because I've worked with clients before, and they would have the dresser drawer money syndrome, but they would find like $100 or $80. So when you found $900, you definitely win in the dresser drawer area, because I love that. I mean, that's just so amazing how money just shows up. All we got to do is be open to doing this spiritual releasing.
It's so true. It's so true. And then I got a new purse for Christmas, and I finally released my old purse that I've had for years, and I went through it and did what you said and put only the love energy items back in. And you know what? I found another couple $100 I had in there in an envelope that I didn't even know was in there. It was like
this ratty envelope. That's crazy.
You know, so,
that's so amazing.
Yeah, I know. But it's not just the money that's come into our lives since then. It's just so many wonderful experiences and new clients and more people wanting to be on my coach page, liking my coach page, and wanting to get my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. So many things have happened since that Abundance Whispering session that have been wonderful. So I just want to say thank you, and I also want to encourage anyone who's thinking about maybe doing an Abundance Whispering session with you, that it's wonderful. And, you know, one of the other things that I really loved about it, Christy, is the fact that you don't have somebody where they're going to be coming every week, or it's like this ongoing thing. It's like they can do the one session, or they can do some extra sessions. And so, you know, what's new in your business? Tell us a little bit about what's new in your business.
Well, I first of all want to thank you for sharing that story. I loved working with you. I'm so happy you got so much good out of that. And what's in Abundance Whispering is my mini Abundance Whispering sessions. I got the idea to start offering this because some clients had a hard time trying to budget it in, even though it's not too expensive. But the angels wanted them to be able to work with me right away if that was what was calling them. So the mini Abundance Whispering session is 1 hour over the phone, and I do that, you know, anywhere in the world. And I give them some of the notes that I would do in a classic Abundance Whispering session. And then we work on 2 to 3 questions they have with resistance or blocks in their home or their life. But that's been really amazing. I mean, I remember when I first announced that service, and I had a client, you know, who just wanted to sell her home, her vacation home, and it was on the market for a year. And she's like, I just need to get this sold. And so we just worked on that in the mini Abundance Whispering session. And I saw it, and I, you know, got a few ideas from the Angels of Abundance to implement. And her realtor did it like the next day, and it literally sold the next day. So it's like just from a few different shifts, you know, just by going through the suggestions, it's amazing how fast energy can move just by doing this.
I love that. Now, what type of client can you help the most?
Well, you know what? It's really anyone that has a block in any area of their life. So like we were talking about earlier, it could be someone that's blocked in their money energy, or they want a new relationship to come in, or they're looking to get into a new job. So it's really about people who have tried different things, you know, to unblock their energy, to have things move, but they're just like, I just need to do something new. And if they're open to it, then they're a perfect client for me. They just have to be open to the possibility of trying something different from the outside of the box, getting a new, fresh spiritual perspective on the items in their home and how that can really shift their life.
Well, I have to say that, you know, working with you has totally shifted how I think about what I keep and what I give away, and even feeling so good now about when I do release things, thinking about blessing others with the items. You know, I just love the different ways that you teach it. And I'm so thankful for you, and I know so many other people are. Now, do you
Well, thank you, Margo.
You're welcome. Do you do this only in homes, or do you, can you do it in businesses also?
I definitely do it in businesses. I have a service called Abundance Whispering for Your Business, and that's for clients that usually have already done Abundance Whispering, but now they want to do a more advanced service, so they want to focus on the business energy. So I will, you know, it's always different with every client because everyone gets different. I get different ideas for depending on their profession. So I remember I worked with a realtor, and when I first started this service, and I went over to her home, and I got certain ideas for her office area. And then since she's a realtor, I got different ideas what we can do to open up her business energy. So we did that in the session. And I, you know, I go home, and then I find out later that she got a listing that day after the session, and she actually sold a house in a week just by doing this energy work in the Abundance Whispering for Your Business session.
Wow. Oh, you know, the time is just absolutely flying by, and I think what I'm going to do now is mention who's going to be on next week so that we can get back into the next questions. And next week on Wednesday, January 20th, 2016, my guest is going to be Jack Foster III. And during the show, I'm going to be playing a song by Jack. He does music, and he creates beautiful music. He's got a beautiful voice and wonderful music, and we're going to be talking about how he's living his music, actually doing music. And I want everybody to think about these questions while we're talking also. About the rest of the Abundance Whispering. Excuse me. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limits and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, and Christy, you know, what you're doing is helping make life better for so many people and animals. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Margo. And I just, you know, I want to share a story if you don't mind. I just remembered a lady. I remembered a lady I worked with, you know, going back to doing prosperity projects, which is the spiritual releasing. And this was amazing to me because, you know, sometimes when a client hires me to come over to do the prosperity projects, they will have an area in mind to go through. So this particular client, she's like, I need you to help me in my bedroom. But then when I got to the house, I kept getting the intuitive nudge to go through her paperwork. And I asked her about that. She's like, no, I'm going to throw it all in storage. It's just junk mail. And she was going to leave the state for 6 months. But I got really heavy intuitive messages, go through her junk mail, go through her mail, her paper clutter. So I talked her into it. She took a pile, I took a pile, and I'm like going through each letter and then reading all the fine print. And by the end of it, Margo, I found 3 checks totaling $2,700.
And $2,700?
Like,
wow, so that tops my story by far. Especially being checks, they would have expired if you didn't find them.
Exactly. So that was the point. So she's like, is this real money? I go, we're going to go during our break to the bank, and you're going to see how real it is. And what happened, you're right. So what happened was those checks, you know, they say will expire in this date. If she would have done what she was planning on, which put her all her junk mail in storage, by the time she would have opened up later, so they would have all been voided. So it would have been zero money. So she was, of course, ecstatic. So that's why I really emphasize people considering doing prosperity projects together, because they have no idea how powerful this is. Because since I do energy work, I can really feel out, working with the Angels of Abundance, where that's really blocked and get them to release in places where they probably wouldn't touch or do a light releasing in. So yeah, I love that story because I was even blown away. I'm like, what is this? But I was happy for it. It was, you know, that's the power of the intuition and the power of bringing someone else in to help you, because it's just hard. You know, we're emotionally attached to our stuff. And if it wasn't me, I would say, I would ask everyone to bring in someone else who's not emotionally attached to your stuff to actually help you do the releasing so you can live in a harmonious home. You deserve to live that way. And the clutter in our home is clutter in our mind, and that's why it's so important to release what we no longer love so we can have a higher love energy in ourselves.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you've totally changed my realization about what I keep in as far as, like, thinking about, do I love this and am I keeping it because of guilt energy? That is such an important aspect of it because so I'm sure everyone listening has had experiences where somebody's given them gifts or they've bought books or clothes or all kinds of things like that where you're keeping it because you feel guilty. You feel guilty because someone gave it to you or because you paid money for it and maybe a lot of money for it, but you never use it and you're just keeping it because you feel guilty. Could you talk about that a little bit? Because I thought that was really powerful.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I learned that when I was working with a client here in Los Angeles and we were going through her kitchen and going through the cabinets and she had a bunch of these plates with chickens on it, the chicken design. And they just took up a fourth of her kitchen. I'm like, what is going on with these chicken plates? And she's like, well, my mom gave them to me and she passed on, so I feel like I should keep them. And I asked her, I'm like, do you have other sentimental items, you know, from your mom? She's like, yeah, I got some jewelry, I got some clothes. And I just suggested, why don't you keep your top sentimental items from your mom and release the chicken plates because she hated them and she was keeping them out of guilt and not using them, okay? And she's like, yeah, mm-hmm. you know, you're probably right. You know, and as I'm leaving, Margaret, she's literally packing those chicken plates in a box in her car. She's like, I got to get mm-hmm. these out of here. And when she did mm-hmm. her check-in a week later, she had attracted a free trip to Spain.
A free trip to Spain?
Yes.
Oh,
she got
wow.
She got that guilt energy out. So you're right. It's very important not to keep items out of guilt, fear, or obligation. Because what we're doing is we're disrespecting our own energy, our own spirit. We think we're doing a favor to the person who may be passed on or our friends or family members. But mm-hmm. actually, now that they've given it to you, it's part of your energy, not theirs. So it's affecting you, and you're just keeping it, like, just in case they come by or you know, they've transitioned, so I got to keep it out of their memory. You're not doing mm-hmm. anyone any good because it's not high energy. You're blocking yourself, and you can release mm-hmm. it to have someone else love it and then be able to open up the new good that's just waiting to come in.
That is so powerful. That is so powerful. Now, the other thing is, how is abundance whispering as effective with Skype as it is in person? I found that it was really effective for me by Skype. I imagine in person would be a lot better, but how does it usually work for you with other clients by Skype?
You know what? It's actually the same, and it's interesting because when I did start my business over 10 years ago, I thought I was only going to be working in Los Angeles, and then when someone asked me to help them in New York, I got the intuitive message, do it over video. So if you get that, then it's like, okay, it must work. And we did our whole, you know, session over our iPhone. The thing is, abundance whispering is all intuitive. So it doesn't matter if I'm in the place or not. I like to meet people in person because I like that social interaction, being in the actual energy. But if I'm going around the home via Skype, I'm still getting the same intuitive messages as if I was still in their home here in Los Angeles. So it's still the same because energy, there's no limitations on it, right? So mm-hmm. energy is just, it's everywhere, it's unlimited, you can travel there, but it's really about, it's intuitive, and I can't take credit for the work. I work with the Angels of Abundance. They are telling me what's going on, what is helping that client, what's blocking that client. They see from a spiritual perspective what we cannot see, because we're living in the energy. We have the emotional attachment to the items. And a lot of the times it's unintentional. You know, we don't even realize it's even blocking us. We just think it's just stuff. It's like, nope, it's actually blocking what's trying to move in, but it's like I describe it like clouds in consciousness. Anything you don't love is like clouds in your consciousness, and that's blocking what's literally right outside the clouds, like the lady's free trip to Spain. That was just waiting there, Margo. It literally took her just removing the guilt energy out of her house, and it was, you know, like, shazam, it just came in right away.
Yeah, you know, I have to say that for me, the Skype session worked really, really well. So I definitely get that it works. And I mean, it's almost like magic, but you're, like you said, you have to be open to it, and you have to be open-minded about the fact that a lot of people try to get their logical side of their mind into it, I think, trying to figure out how does Christy do this, you know, because it feels like, in a way, it feels like it's magic. But luckily, since I had been studying energy and energy psychology and learned a little bit about angels and things like that ahead of time, I've always been so curious, Christy. So for me, it was like I was curious, I was open, I wanted to know more about it. And I think, like you said, that's all you really need. You need to be open to the fact that there are new ways to look at things and new ways to feel about your life. You know, it's amazing how much better you can feel after you do the session, and then you start releasing some of those items that you had been keeping because you felt guilty. And I won't go into any details about the ones that I released, but it, you know, it was so true. It was like,
yeah,
oh my gosh, it was like I could breathe again. You know, it just getting rid of some of those. And I still have a long way to go. I have a lot of parts of my home that still need to do that because, like everyone else, I get really busy with life and I start putting it off. But having you on the show again really reminds me of how good it feels. And even to be able to walk into our bedroom now and to look at my dresser and see how beautiful it looks with only love energy things on top of it, and knowing that everything in every drawer there is something that has love energy in it. It's just such an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it's amazing how, to me, the best side effect of doing abundance whispering, it's always great to have the extra perks of new money or a new relationship, things like that coming in. But to me, it's the ultimate joy of how you feel. Like, to me, if that's all you get, that is enough. Because people, you know, they want to feel good, and especially in their own home. And in their, you know, they think, oh, I need to clean this because I'm the one that created it. But like the quote from, I think it's from Einstein, it's like, you cannot solve the problem with the same mind that created it. It's like, you just can't. That's why, like, me or someone else, you have to bring in someone else that's not emotionally attached to your items, so you can get the help that's needed. It's really a treat for your spirit. It's really a gift to yourself. And it's the most important thing, because once your home is in harmony, everything else is in harmony. You got to get the environment down first, then everything else can flow.
Oh, it's so true. We've got less than 2 minutes left to go. And, you know, also the quote that came to mind for me when you said that is, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting to get different results. And that's the thing.
Exactly.
When you keep doing the same thing by yourself and what you've known to do, it's time to get new results by talking with a coach or an abundance whisperer or whoever, but to get some different input into it and to look at things in some new ways. I love that quote of Wayne Dyer's, when you change the way you look at things, you change the things you look at change. And it's true. You know, it just changes how you feel. And like you said, that's the most important thing of all. Well, thank you so much, Christy, for being back on my show. And sorry about the beginning of the show and the echo, but I think that it's been great, and I'm so glad to have you back on the show, and so glad to have you.
Well,
in
thank you
my
for
life.
Having me. It was a pleasure to come in and do this radio show again.
Oh, well, thank you everyone for listening, and I hope that you will do what we said, have an abundance whispering session with Christy. It'll be fun. It'll be fun and give you lots of joy. Bye for now, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye. Thank
bye
you,
bye.
Margo. Bye.
Bye. Love and hugs to everyone.
Exactly.